Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Tainis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Avru Elu Velainanu. These last seven Tanesim also passed, and Klal Yisrael's Tefillahs still weren't answered. It still hasn't rained. At this point, we aren't going to any more Tanesim on the Tzibur, because Shvat came. Once the month of Shvat comes, the rain doesn't help as much. Despite that, Mematin, we slow down on six in Yonim of Simcha. We don't engage in acts of Simcha completely. And here's the list of those six things. Number one, Bimasa Umata, dealing and purchasing items of Simcha, like buying things for a chuppah. The second of the six, Bibinyan, when it comes to building, Binyanim of Simcha, like a chasana house for his son. They would build a special house for a wedding. Now, if someone needed a house to live in, that was okay. But a binyan shel simcha, like for a chasana, or stamazai, someone built a house because they want to make a nice scenery, it looks nice. Come see this beautiful house they built. Not to live in, just people should come and see. Or for that matter, ubinatia, planting a special tree that they used to plant in gardens of kings. It's a kind of a tree with huge, drooping leaves on all sides. And the kings would go for a walk under the shade of these beautiful leaves that drooped down. Actually, it says, when a son was born for the king, they would plant a tree in his name. And on the day that they would make that son king, they would make his kingly throne from this tree. But basically, trees that are made just for niceness or for shade, for pleasure, that we won't plant. But if he needs the tree for pay rice, that's okay. Number four, be'erison. Erison means to be makadish, a woman. The marriage process is broken up into two. The first part is called kiddushin or erison. The second part is called nisuyin. Next time you're by a chuppah, you may want to watch this. First, the chasan puts the ring on the kala's finger. He says, in front of two edim, hariat mekadeshesli. That part is called erison. Afterwards comes the chuppah, the seven brachais, and so on. That part is called nisuyin. Now, even on Tisha B'Av, it's mutter to be makadish in Isha. And that's out of concern, Shem Yekad Menu Acha. If he doesn't, maybe someone else will marry her. But now we say, no Erison. As well as is the fifth thing, Ubinisuyin. And to actually marry her, the chuppah, the second part of the marriage process, that also can't be done. In the times of the Mishnah, sometimes they'd wait up to 12 months in between the Kiddushin and the chuppah, between the erison and the nesuyin. We basically do it right away, one after the other. And the sixth thing is, ubeshi'ilas shalim, in adam l'chaveira. People don't say shalom aleichem to each other. If someone does say shalom, oh, how are you? He doesn't realize that it's usher. So you answer him like a little bit. We don't want him to feel bad, but like, you know, you answer him in a low voice, your head is down. Another thing that is done, in order to show our tsar and pain, is people wrap themselves and they sit like a velum, or someone that's in cherem, kibbani adam hanezufin lamaka, as if we feel like we're punished. Now, although, after the 13 tanesim, bezin is not going to any further tanesim on the tzibur, however, ha-yechida means yechudei skula, special people, those that really started to fast before bezin was goyzer of the tanis on the tzibur, like we learned earlier in Mishnah Dalet. Chayzrim and Mesanim, they continue to fast. They fast the tanis yachid Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Even though rain won't work now the way it would have had it rained earlier, but there is some to'elah, some benefit of the rain. That's why they continue to fast. And they will continue to do so ad sheyetzei Nisan, till the month of Nisan passes. Once Nisan passes, even the yechidim don't fast anymore. And the reason is Yatza Nisan. If Nisan came and left, the Layarduk Shaman, it still didn't rain. In other words, it hadn't rained from the beginning of the year until now. Even if it rains now, Simen Klala. It's a Simen of curse. It's not a bracha at all, the rain at this time. And how do we know that? That rain after Nisan is a Simen Klala. We know it Shanema, because the Pasuk says. And this was when they came to Shmuel HaNavi, and Klal Yisrael asked for a king. Shmuel was mispal at that time that it should rain. It was during the month of Iyar, after Nisan. And when the rain came down, he said, "Alok tzir chitim hayoy. It's time now to cut the wheat. And I'm calling out to Hashem it should rain. You should know that what you did this that you ask for a king is not a good thing. So we see that rain at this point is not good, so they don't continue to fast or ask for something which would be a siman klala. Okay, what do we learn in Mishnah Zayin? We learned that if the 13 Tanesim came and went and there is still no rain, there's no official Tanis Tzibur anymore, but we hold ourselves back from Inyanim of Simcha. And the Mishnah told us six things. To purchase Tzarchei Chuppah, building Binyanim of Simcha, planting trees that are only for niceness or for shade, Erisin, which is the first part of marriage, Nesuyin, the second part, and even the way we say Shalom Aleichem to each other. We walk around wrapped, Kibbani Adam Hanazufin Lamakai, until the Kaddish Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on us. It's like a little child. You want to show like, Dai Daddy punish me. It's a way of saying, not that Chas V'Shalom I couldn't care less. No, we're saying to the Rabbani Shalom, of course we care. Of course we realize you want something from us. Please. Like a child that sits and he's so sad until his father has Rachmanis on him. The Yechidim, individuals, we learned, continue to fast until the end of Nisan. But if Nisan came and it still didn't rain, that's considered a Siman Klala, which is learned from Shmuel, when he said, Halakitzir Chitim Ayam, and therefore, even the Yechidim will no longer ask for rain once Nisan passes.